Scott Engel here with Travis d'Arnaud. Travis, why should we expect a big rebound year from Jerry's Familia? Seems like in spring training he was working to get the splitter and the sinker back.
Well, first and foremost, he's healthy. He's feeling great. And secondly, like you said, he's got his sinker and split combination back that he's had in the past. So I think that's effectively he's going to get a lot of more guys out than he was able to last year.
What about the spring Matt Harvey had? It wasn't necessarily dominant, but it was kind of quiet in the fact that, you know, he didn't really make any headlines. It was just, like, steady. What kind of pitcher we should expect him to be this year?
A very confident pitcher who knows how to get hitters out. That's what we should all expect.
Steven Matz pitched real well towards the end of the spring, and Mickey Callaway said that he was really going after hitters in his last spring start. What should we be expecting from Steve this year?
Just a great pitcher who's starting to believe in his stuff even more than he did before. And, you know, confidence is such a big ordeal in this game. Now that his confidence is high in his stuff, I think he will have a very, very, very successful year.
And what about the philosophy, like this new regime? Mickey Callaway, when he was working with the Indians, they led the league in curveball usage. Dave Island likes to sort of pitch inside. Is it going to be more philosophy where we're seeing more off speed and more pitching inside?
Possibly. I don't want to, you know, give our game plans away, but you know, having those two guys over here who have had great success with all their pitchers in both their teams. Now that we have two sets of championship caliber pitching coaches, it'll be a fun year.
What about Jason Vargas? How is he going to give people a different look? And he had a terrific first half in Kansas City last year.
He's just crafty, man. He knows how to pitch and get guys out. And after seeing, you know, if he's slotted in between the other four power arms that we have, it's just a different look, and it's going to get guys off balance, not only for his start, but for the guy who pitches after him as well.
Last one for you. With Noah, last year he started using the curve and the changeup more. Do you think, especially with the philosophy, that we'll see him use more off speed to last later into games?
Yeah, possibly. I think it's just about getting guys out, and he likes that guys are more aggressive against him, because the early outs will get him deeper into games.